podcast.
This week marks 1 year on site for our Helensburgh Waterfront project. It's going to be a state-of-the-art leisure facility on the pierhead in Helensburgh, and already it's looking fantastic. I had the opportunity to go to site and see some of the progress and just get an idea of how fantastic it's going to be as a facility for the local area. And I've also spoken to the site manager, some of the trainees and apprentices that are working on site and benefiting from the experience of the project, and our own project manager. And here they all are in conversation with me. So, hi, so we're actually on site, which is a bit of a novelty, on site at the Helensburgh Waterfront and the new leisure centre. So I've got a number of people have been involved in the project. So, Kevin, do you want to start off and we'll just go around the table and introduce ourselves?
Yep, I'm Kevin Farrell. I'm the project manager on the Helensburgh Waterfront Development. We've been here for, this is a year anniversary, so
yeah,
it is. Pass over to Daniel.
Yeah, I'm Daniel Green. I'm the apprentice engineer with Heron. I've been here since the middle of January.
Hi, I'm Francesca Wilson. I'm the trainee quantity surveyor, assist Kerry Ann Wilson.
Hi, I'm Andrew Collins, project manager for Argyll and Bute Council.
Hi, I'm Jamie McBride. I'm working as a student engineer with Heron Bruce just now.
Lovely, thanks everybody. So great to have all the young trainees. So that's one of the real benefits of the project is part of the training opportunities and things for being able to do it, which is sort of part of what we asked from the project. So is that, give us your perspective,
it's
Kevin.
Part of the legacy of the project, isn't it? You want to leave something behind that you've really included people in it, like say Daniel and Jamie and Francesca have got a real good experience in here, getting out there and seeing stuff. I'm sure Jamie will tell you stuff. It's kind of open your eyes when you get out there into the real world there and see what goes on. But it's part of the ethos of the job, getting the young people in it.
Yeah.
We've also got Danielle Young from the council, who's a trainee quantity surveyor who's been involved in the project. She shadows RLF and the cost consultants. Mm-hmm. Again, valuable experience for Danielle.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, since asked Jamie and Daniel, so you've both got, you were telling me, got different experiences. So one of you's a sort of more on site and day release and the others here and work experience. So maybe say a bit how you find that in terms of actually being able to do some of the practical stuff versus uni work. So
I'll go first. So basically, well, I've done a few kind of site visits before, but I've never properly worked on it like for a full day. So to come here and just kind of carry out some of the stuff that I've been learning about in uni, just so I can see how it applies in my life, it does really help actually. I found it useful to kind of see it myself.
Yeah,
I really like going to this site specifically because like I just started doing like structures and structural engineering, structural design, so looking at actually the like erection of a steel frame, it's really useful for when you're actually doing the uni work because often ask for like your health and safety and like example RAMs and risk assessment, and I know the process of seeing it out in sight and you know what to look out for, you know. And you can visualise it when you're designing it, you know, all the steps. So it's much more useful being out and seeing it rather than just reading out a textbook.
Yeah, and we were saying when we were going on the site, I mean, there's flood defence works, public realm, loads of concrete structure, two pools, one with a movable floor, steel frame, glue lamp beams. I mean, there's loads of different elements in the
you're
project.
You're not short experience in there. Like, there's always loads of bits and bobs to get in about and learn that.
Great one to have on your CV. And Tasha, you were saying you're on site one day a month,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, I come once a month for evaluation, and that actually has really helped me as well. Just being on site, getting to see it progress each month, just the big changes going on, and just even seeing the processes from like piling and stuff. I'd never seen that in real life before because I'm office based, and it's a really enjoyable project to be on, actually. Really enjoy it.
I mean, it looks amazing, the stonework and things. This is my first time on site, so it's looking really amazing. We've come on a really lovely sunny day to see that.
It doesn't
normally work like that when I come out of the office, but I mean, you guys, just touching the last year for a sec, because that's been a pretty tough year in terms of being a student and not being able to be in person. So has this provided a welcome opportunity to actually get face to face with people? And has that helped? I don't know that you ever get that year back of not being face to face.
Just been working from home for the past year, so even just this day out, it's nice to actually see people and just get on site and, you know, just be here.
And is this the kind of project you all want to get involved in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I like doing all the seawalls and doing the pool walls because it's like often, like in the last sites, you're just doing little bits of civils, but doing massive works like that, like, it's just an invaluable experience, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for me, I'm not really sure where I want to go after uni, but being here has definitely kind of opened my eyes as to this side of working, and I would definitely consider it anyway.
Yeah, good challenging projects. Would you, you're doing them, Kevin, is that, you recommend it?
I would obviously recommend it. It's, I think it has its challenges, and I always say that the end product is what makes it worth it, and I'm sure Andrew will agree. When you walk away from it, and it's a lasting legacy, you know, everything you've done along the way, and then the actual building, you know, you can't beat it. The feeling when you walk away and you see people using it, going yourself, you know, going swimming with the kids or whatever it may be, just as an amazing feeling. You remember all the time, and, you know, he's a little bit the same. Like, he's look at it and think, oh, I remember when we done that, and it's great, you know, and it makes all the heartache worth it.
I can be able to see it for miles as well.
It's a very iconic project, so it's...
But I'd be able to drive by and go, I was involved
that's
in that.
That's it, and that's always been the case with us. Mm-hmm. Like, when you finish a job and you always talk about much to my wife's displeasure, so, you know,
mine's the same. But you finish projects, oh, not that again.
But you
live with that for years.
It's just a bit of a buzz. I think you just get, I definitely recommend it to people. It's good for the younger generation to try and come through, definitely.
No, it's definitely nice to see it. I mean, my dad started off as a quantity surveyor, and I remember him doing that sort of, going down, I think we went to a community theatre or something like that, and been there, and it's quite...
You take pride in it, and I think it's just natural. You just spend so much time there, like you're not anywhere else, so you spend a lot of time there. I spend a lot of time on it, and it's great.
Yeah. Nice. And Andrew, it's a challenging project. It's been a long time. It's a long time in the making with all the elements, but despite COVID, we're still on time.
We're still on programme. It's been an amazing team, not just Heron Brothers, the design team, the council staff. It's involved so many different elements of Heron Brothers. We've got Darnton B3 as architects, structural engineers, Clancy's, cost consultants, M&E specialists, in-house. The design and infrastructure team designed the flood defence, the rock armour works on the car park. It's all the unseen side, the governance side, the legal negotiations over utilities, over land, planning, discharging planning conditions, parking, dealing with the roads and amenities. It's all encompassing. It's a big project, and it's been a real team effort the last 18 months.
I don't think people necessarily see all of that,
No.
I mean, it's the number. We've got a number of the partners here because it is the anniversary of being on site, and but I don't think people necessarily who're seeing it progress would probably realise how many different.
It's all been done virtually as well. The meetings with the design teams,
progress meetings
have all been virtual meetings on Microsoft Teams. Even the council approval, taking it through business continuity committee, it was all done online, virtually. And that's worked really well, as can be seen for testament to the progress in the last 12 months. Held us back.
No, definitely, we've cracked on with it, and it's been a challenge, like you said, but being able to do all that virtually, I think there's benefits and there's downsides, but I think it's a massive testament to the whole team getting to this stage, you know, the way we have. It's been good.
Really good.
it's going to be stunning when people can get into the building, because having been here today, we've been able to go inside, and not only the great pools, but you know, as you look out on the side of the Clyde, and you've got the three big gym or sort of studio rooms. I mean, that's, the views are going to be stunning. It's like exercise with a view to die for, isn't it?
Definitely. The views in that corner gym has got the sort of corner aspect you can just see right out over the Clyde. It's stunning. As you picture running a treadmill. You definitely don't need screens on the treadmill. You can look inside and enjoy it, I would say.
Or rowing.
Picture yourself in the Clyde.
So what's been the sort of best bits from you guys as apprentices and trainees on the project? What do you think's been the best part of being involved in this?
I would probably say just getting to see it starting from nothing and all the way here. I mean, even now, just seeing it, I can't wait to see it when it goes and you get the tiling done and the swimming pools all finished. I think it'll be great to just see it finally finished, and it's a good thing to have seen progress. That's probably my favourite thing.
Is that the first time you've seen a project right from that inception stage?
Yeah, that's the first time, because I've started from it from the first evaluation and just seen it each month. It's been a really good thing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed doing pool walls for the joiners, just building up the pool, because I'd never really done that before, but it's just really, because it had to be really precise, so I was just sitting down there for like all day just with a station checking it all the way along, just to make sure. I had to be within 5 mil, so it was really good experience.
Some awkward conversations with joiners.
yeah, you just have to keep trying to get it to fix it so it can be perfect, but it's really, and then when you finish, you can say you actually done the swimming pool part for the swimming pool, instead of just me coming in just doing like the roads or the curbs, you're doing the actual swimming pool part. So it was
I mean, there's more than engineering in that, isn't it? There's lots of people skills and leadership.
Yeah, it's difficult to convince them sometimes, because I say it's 8 mil out and they're like, 8 mil, but it's like, it needs to be perfect so that we don't need to tear it down. And
you're negotiating with them almost, aren't you? You're trying to batter with them, come on, just a wee
bit. You need to convince them how important it is.
I mean, we were hearing about that on the tour, because it's, you know, this is basically because Sport Scotland have a spec, and you know, you had the concrete, then you had the tiles, and then you had
the timing boards
and things, and that then it still has to be exactly the right measurement, so there's really tight tolerances. Yep. So it's
it goes right back to Daniel setting that concrete wall and making sure it's right within, you know, that tolerance.
And we'll all be really relieved, Daniel.
Not to put too much pressure on you.
You must be watching, so they're doing a water trial in the concrete pool before the tiles go in, which what you say, 4 weeks it's taken to fill the pool
so far.
Checking it doesn't leak. So that must be a key time for you in terms of watching that as well.
Definitely. I don't know, 100% as it's a nervy time filling that up, making sure it's right, but so far so good, so fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Or the work we put in, it should hopefully pay off.
Yeah. And Jamie, what about you?
Just kind of touching up on what I said earlier on, you know, just getting the hands-on experience, because obviously, you know, you do stuff and it's just kind of reading it off a bit of paper and remember it for the exam, you know, but Danny and I have been working in the carpings outside the roadworks, and just to learn how to actually do it is a lot more useful, I think. So for me, it's just getting the hands-on experience.
Yeah.
Dealing with the guys as well, isn't it? It's a skill, like we're saying, Papa was saying, it's a skill itself, having to deal with the guys, and you know, they're trying to see what they need in the morning, being out ready for them, make sure you've got everything, and try to chat with them.
Yeah. There's so many different disciplines on the side.
That's right, yeah.
From steel fixers, joiners, painters,
exactly.
Pool specialists.
Characters as well, you find. That's great. It'll be exciting.
Curbers,
But I mean, that's, all of that is so critical, isn't it? Because we, you know, Andrew and I've worked in other projects before, and you know, the cord works in town and things. Yeah. So just that communication and things and how the site works is key for how it works in the community. While there's the disruption of a site of this size, it's all important skills.
Andrew will know that fine well.
Lessons learned on the core project. We do the weekly updates, which is well received by the community, by the community council, councillors, and
I think well worth it. Well worth it. I mean, you'll know maybe from the past, from the previous, but for what I see out there, everybody seems really positive about the project and that, and I think that's testament to like the work Andrew and I are doing with it. So definitely.
It's good even for me. I get the pictures on a weekly basis, and it's just bad to see it progressing and progressing and progressing.
They're actually doing something down there.
When we couldn't get out and about and actually seeing something that was still managing to move forward,
even
though. And I
thought about it that way. It gives everybody that sort of glimpse into it, even though we're not able to get there.
Yeah, because it's, you know.
That's what's been amazing, that we've continued regardless of lockdown and restrictions. Yeah, it's a testament to the teamwork that's gone on.
Yeah, so tell people when they can expect to come down and use the pool and enjoy the facility.
Just under 12-month time, around August next year, the swimming pool and the leisure centre will be opened. We'll then still have phase two, which is the public realm, and the demolition of the swimming pool to take place. So the final work sort of take us into January
23. That's right. Yeah. But so this time next year you'll be looking at the swimming gear and get a date booked in to get in there. I know I am anyway, the kids won't stop talking. It's done yet. It takes time.
It'll take a little bit of time, about questions. Oh, we've heard rumours in the community that it's opening, you're ahead of schedule and you're opening at Christmas.
I suppose they don't see what goes on, so much, but there's so much involved in it, there's so much still to do.
There's acres and acres of tiling.
Oh, I know, yeah. I know. Just to get it started as well, it's going to be interesting.
That looks like a lot of
time. I'm picturing how long to meet you to my bathroom, and I'm thinking this is going to take a while.
It's the changing rooms, the changing village, the whole pool, both pools, and upstairs, wet changing.
The corridors, aye.
There's lots and lots of time to do.
Look forward to it.
It's so going to be worth it, though, isn't it? Because Liv Argyle operate it. We've had our council catering team in looking. They can operate the cafe, which, again, I mean, that's going to be stunning because, I mean, I was really struck when we went in that that's got views across to the Clyde, the swimming pool, and right into town. It's going to be a really fab location.
Oh, it will be. I think just coming down that pier and the way it sort of draws you into it, it's definitely
a hoarding's down as well, and it opens up
exactly. Yeah. And now that sort of delineates the now, but when that hoarding comes down, it just flow right. It's going to be stunning like that cafe. So.
Yeah, still a few of the windows and things to go in.
The glazing going in this week.
Yeah, we'll have the glazing along the front of the pool this week, so due for delivery today, and we'll start installing over the rest of the week. So things are progressing well. So that's a good one. That's the last of the sort of glass coming this week. So get over in wind and water type. So. Good stage.
That would be excellent. Look forward to coming back when all of that's done and we can. Bring my swimming costume.
We'll get you back in a couple of months when the tiling starts. Maybe help out.
Yeah, just don't ask me to do any. My tiling skills are not good.
I agree, I'm the same. It's not great.
So. That's one of those jobs that's a real art form, isn't 100%. It? Hats off to people that do all of that.
I totally agree. You shouldn't just give it a go and all that. No, it's not for me.
No. Well, look forward to that because it's going to be stunning. And this is just the kind of day, sunny day to see it. It's best. So, thank you all for telling me a bit about your involvement and best of luck for Jamie, Daniel and Tashan on your careers going forward. What a great thing to have at the top of your CV as you start off. Fab, thank you.
Thanks
a lot.
After the year it's been for our young people and students especially, it was so fantastic to hear from Natasha and Daniel and Jamie about what they've been able to do being involved in the project and what that will mean for their careers going forward. Hope you enjoyed it and look forward to seeing the facility when it opens in 2022.
Goods podcast.